Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain trade was mostly lower throughout the day today. We did get a little bit of a rally going into the close. Corn was steady after being down 2 to 3 cents for the most part all day. March corn closed down a half cent at 410.5. Now December 15, which is next year's crop, was up a quarter at $4.35. That seems to be a happy place there for equilibrium price for December 15 corn, and it looks like it won't be much of a game changer in terms of planting decisions with that at that level. Now, beans were lower, 4 to 5 cents lower to finish out the day. And then wheat futures were the hardest hit today, down 20 in Chicago, and Kansas City down about 15 to 17. With July, Kansas City down 15.5 at 672.75. Now, they did trade just above $7 yesterday. It went up to about 703 in the July 15. That is bringing a lot of these southern plains wheat growers into the hedging market as they forward contract next year's crop, especially with the moisture we have received. It looks like the wheat crop at this point is going to be good. Now, of course, anything can happen over the next few months going into the coldest months of the year and possible freezes.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
We have seen some position squaring going into the end of the year. Of course, next week being the Christmas week, it will probably be lower volume and anything can happen on that sort of thing. But the year-end squaring and then, of course, the continued talk of lower Russian wheat exports seems to have the market to moving on that news. Weather in South America tends to be good, nothing really bad there. Now, midday today, we had an Informa report. They're estimating the corn planted acres near 88 million, where it was 90.9 last year. So a little bit of drop in corn plantings, partly due to the lower price. If you look at the soybean planted acres, 88.2 versus 84.2 last year. So they're upping soybean acres for this year. And then for wheat, 56.6, which is right in line with what the USDA said. So no changes there on wheat. Now, their number for all major crops is 259.3 million acres, higher than last year where the USDA actually lowered there. So that was kind of an interesting thing that they're about 5 million acres more than what the USDA said. But you never know. There's a lot of time left to make that decision in the coming, 4 or 5 months.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Capping the markets, February live cattle closing up 157 at 160.10. April up 147 at 159.67. January feeder cattle up 307 at 220.15. March up 420 at 217.97. February lean hogs 2 higher at 81.90. April down 2 at 83.20. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat closing down 17 and three quarters at 666, May down 17 and a quarter at 670 and a quarter. March Chicago wheat 23 lower at 632 and a quarter. March corn a half lower at 410 and a half, May down a half at 419. January soybeans down 4 and a half at 1030 and a half, March down 4 and three quarters at 1038 and a half. March cotton up 7 at 6089, May down 4 at 6135. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.